All right, Sam and or Mariah, I'm going to throw it to you first. The book, I was told that it was supposed to celebrate your 25th anniversary, which was in 2020, but it took an extra year. Was that because of COVID?
You're right. We originally planned for it to come out in 2020, but like a lot of things that year, we were a little slower than we expected, and we just had so many awesome stories that we just kept going. And so you'll see some of the stuff at towards the end of the book is stuff that actually happened in 2020 and into 2021. So we didn't want to leave anything out, although we probably missed a lot of things, but that's sort of how it evolved to be the 26 years of off-centered adventures.
You know, I want to digress for a minute, and maybe Sam, you can take this. How did the COVID pandemic affect your business?
Oh, like in a myriad of ways. I'd say the thing we're most proud of as we engage in the moment is, you know, how quickly our company stepped up to make sure our people, our coworkers were safe, make sure that we all stayed gainfully employed, and also then immediately turn our attention to the community and what can we do to help our you know, concentric circles of community, starting most locally. We quickly converted our distillery into a hand sanitation plant and became the state of Delaware's biggest contractor for hand sanitizer for a time. We gave that money, and our company gave other monies to Delaware and a national fund for hospitality workers whose jobs were disrupted by COVID. So I'm super proud of those opportunities, but also that we kept our facilities running. We kept the jobs in Delaware going. We kept pumping the beer out coast to coast and the spirits and canned cocktails, and we kept innovating. You know, during this challenging moment, we doubled down as entrepreneurs, came up with really cool new canned cocktail recipes, beer recipes, and came together to do what we did best, which is, you know, give awesome liquids to the community, but give back to the communities that give us our sustenance as well.
Look, I'm just going to say it. Beer was a necessity in the past year to 18 to 20 months, right?
All you had to do is go through your neighborhood's trash piles, not that that's legal, and just see that beers were the carrot at the end of a lot of people's sticks during these trying times.
Hey, look, the Dogfish Head book is a look back through photos, stories, and even coworker profiles. We're going to talk to one of those coworkers and co-authors in just a minute. Mariah, tell me about the process, if you could, of collecting all the photos and stories that went into the book.
Sure. So I think I was most involved on the photo side, being sort of the quasi company photographer for the past 26 years. I had boxes and files and hard drives in multiple locations. So I spent hours and hours going through sort of everything we had, whether that was clippings or photos. So that was a really fun process and took us down a lot of memory lanes. And Sam and Andrew and I would be texting back and forth about who was in this photo and where were we and what was the story. So that was, you know, a big part of what I was involved in. And then Andrew was really the driver on the coworker interviews that led to the coworker profiles that you just mentioned.
Why did you want to tell these stories?
You know, I think, you know, in part just to sort of like go through the exercise ourselves. And I mean, just looking back and seeing all these stories that, you know, that so many coworkers over the years, so many drinkers have been involved in. Even for us, it was like, oh my gosh, remember coming up with that beer or doing that event. So, you know, it was cool. And now that the book's out, it's really neat to see coworkers and guests that come into the retail properties just sort of going down their own memory lane, whether that's with a beer that we made or a person that worked with us. So we thought it was an awesome opportunity to share stories that so many of our coworkers and drinkers have been, you know, an integral part of.
All right. So, Andrew, I'm going to throw it to you. Andrew Greeley, again, has known Sam and Raya for many years. He's been the innkeeper at the Dogfish Inn. Andrew, you've worked with the company for several years. Why did you want to get involved with this project, with the book?
So I'm a recovering English major, much like Sam is. So we like to joke about that. But so I started at Dogfish Head in 2012, and I was working up in the tasting room. And then eventually made my way down to the Dogfish Inn in 2014 when we opened up. And in that time, we're talking about stories, and something that that's always been a part of Dogfish Inn is that every beer has a story. When you get into every beer, you start to realize all the ingredients have stories behind them as well. And if you come to the inn, it's the same situation. Everything in the room has a story, from the hand-painted picture on the wall of the Overfalls Lightship, which was done by Steve Rogers. He did 16 different renditions of the Overfalls Lightship in Lewis, and those hang on the walls. And all those little stories matter, and all those little stories unite us. And when Sam and Mariah approached me for this project, I couldn't say no. I was so honored to even be asked to be a part of it. But just engaging with all those stories, whether it be the ingredients or the beers, was always something that drew me in. And then having the opportunity to tell some of the coworker stories just put it over the top.
I don't want to single anybody out, Andrew, but tell me, give me one of those short coworker stories, because, again, the book does include profiles of your staff and team. First, why was it important to include those? And then give me one of those stories.
So I think I would say the reason it was important to include them is because a big part of who we are at Dogfish Head is our people. It's our people that unite us and help us create the story of Dogfish Head. So including those was sort of a no-brainer for us. There are 13 coworker profiles, and honestly, all of them stand out to me, from guys like Mark Carter to Olivia. Mark Carter does beer and benevolence and does a whole bunch of community outreach in the area, working directly with Mariah is a great one. One that I had the most fun with was a gentleman named Kenny. And Kenny is a brewer up in Milton. And he grew up in Lincoln. And he started when he was 18 just working the keg line. And since his time at Dogfish Head, he has transformed as much as we have as a company. And to sort of listen to him tell his story and talk through all of the different things that he's done and learned was pretty amazing. And sort of see that he grew with us, and everything that we put in front of him, he gobbled up and brought it back to us in full. So I think his was one that I really enjoyed doing.
I want to go back to Sam Caligione for a minute. Sam, one interesting story in the book is how you guys, you and Mariah, had to actually change state law in order to start your business. Is that true? And tell me that story.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a testament to the, you know, centuries old tradition that the state of Delaware has of kind of being, you know, super supportive of the overlapping agricultural and entrepreneurial communities, from our farming history to the, you know, burgeoning, you know, amazing entrepreneurial enterprises like Gore and DuPont. So I think our government, and the fact that we're a small state, right? You can walk right in the state house in Dover and engage with the actual lawmakers. And so we were naive as 20-somethings, and I didn't read the rules that said it technically was illegal to open a brewery in the state of Delaware, because after prohibition was lifted, that meant it was legal federally to open a brewery, but every state had to engage with their own lawmaking, make it legal. And ours, it wasn't done yet. So I quickly went there and I asked, which one's the House? Which one's the Senate? Knocked on doors, worked with this great attorney out of Wilmington, Dick Kirk, who helped me draft the legislation, and away we went. And since then, you know, we've drafted multiple pieces of legislation that has helped the wineries, the breweries, and distilleries of this state have a space to, you know, pursue their entrepreneurial dreams alongside ours. And so many leaders should be thanked, from our then Governor Carper to our current governor and everyone in between that has legislatively championed these small agriculturally oriented breweries, distilleries, and wineries in our state to get open.
You guys have definitely done a lot for the community. Mariah, is there anything going on in the beer industry now, like any trends or challenges? You know, I heard a little bit not so long ago about aluminum can shortages. Of course, we've all heard about the supply chain issues.
Yeah, I mean, I think over the last year and a half, there have been different, you know, pieces of the supply chain that have impacted, you know, small brewers across the United States, whether that's ingredients or packaging or, you know, many of us operate restaurants. So, you know, food prices have gone up. So all that stuff, you know, has played different roles in creating impact over the last year and a half. But I also think, you know, as breweries and distilleries were able to reopen their tasting rooms, you really saw that, you know, drinkers were excited to get back into their breweries and to their distilleries and support, you know, those in their community that were, you know, there to serve. So that's been really exciting to see the drinkers, you know, not just, you know, continue drinking the product at home when, you know, everyone was stuck at home, but then start to come back out and, you know, sort of want to hang out with us. So, you know, that's really exciting, and we're excited that people are back. And, you know, the other thing I think that's impacted, you know, small businesses across the board is just the labor shortage right now, and we're not immune to that. So we're looking for awesome people to come join our team. If any listeners are looking for opportunities to be part of our off-centered crew, head to our website, because we have those.
What do you think is next for Dogfish Head and the beer industry?
What's next? Well, we're going to keep making all of the fun stuff that we love to make. We've got a couple, you know, innovation pipeline projects in the works. We've just released two brand new canned cocktails, and we have a new beer coming out in January, actually the very end of this month, called Where the Wild Hops Are. So that's coming at drinkers. And I don't know, Sam, what else are we thinking about?
Well, as you mentioned, the canned crushes, I think that's super exciting, because as the Delawareans that are listening to this show, get out there and support the local liquor stores and bars to look for. We finally have a canned cocktail crush. And so, yeah, there's the Bible Belt, the Rust Belt, the Scrapple Belt, which we're in, but we're also proudly in the Crush Belt. It's a drink that really started in Dewey and in Ocean City, focused around fresh citrus. And the Dogfish Hop Center Crush, we have a one made with mangoes and blood oranges and vodka, and then we got a beautiful one made with citrus fruit and gin.
I am very happy that you brought up the crushes, Sam, because, you know, it's hard to get through a week without a crush, or maybe even two or three.
I think we should set up a billboard on Route 1 and attribute that quote to you.
Andrew, I'm going to give you the last question. How can we get a copy of the new Dogfish Head book?
All right. So, and just looking through the book and knowing Sam and Mariah, we love to support local. So I'd point everyone to head on down to Rehoboth Beach and go to Browse About Books and get a copy at Browse About. We've always done a ton of work with Browse About. We are an independent craft brewery, and we love to support the independent booksellers as well. You can also, if you can't get all the way into Rehoboth, you could stop by the brewery, and they are selling copies up there. Luckily, there's a tasting room, and you can try some of the beers that we're making up there right now while you're picking up the book. And we're also selling it at the Dogfish Inn in Lewis, and we're selling it down at the pub in Rehoboth. So many, many options to pick that up. And if you're not in the area, we say jump on, you could jump on Amazon or Barnes & Noble and grab one offline.